something to be going on with Christ. And we want somebody that is aware of what is happening, can be on top of everything. And I'm sure that these people can make sure that this program is going. Make sure their elders are involved in every phase of this. That's all we're asking. And I'm sure that these people understand that. And that's the reason why, simply because they volunteer, and I'm sure that this will go a little bit further than trying to get the elders together and say, who want to run or who do you vote for? Sure, we always look at it in a very democratic way, but when you volunteer for something and you put 100% into something else that you believe in, and I'm sure that's what these people would do. That's the reason why I put them on here, so it's not. Now, so I asked if there was any problem with the names that are on here as Ellis Conway. Because if there is, I want you to voice them too. Just say that person can't be an Ellis Conway because she doesn't know, or something like that. Or that's okay, I like who's Ellis Conway, they should be on there.
That's good as long as we meet the criteria. What I'm worried about is if we should at least in Kivalina have somebody who is declared an elder by the elders in Kotzebue and in the region. I'd rather see somebody like Millard or Oscar be in charge. That's good. I mean, I would at least feel kind of bad if one of these are the chairman or the president of the Kivalina Elders Council, because these are the workers here, and these actually do the thinking and Let me tell you. The elders organization is supposed to be 54 years and over, right? After? Yes. That's their rule. The only way these could be put in is by this group here.
That's in the Elders Council document.
No.
Sure it is.
No.
We didn't put any age criteria in the village elders.
That's what they put in villages.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Roland.
I think you guys should get this straight between you guys before you argue about it in front of the people.
Well, yeah, I mean, according to the Elders Conference, the age requirement in the region in villages is 54 years old or and over. Then these 54 years and over can appoint from the village who should be included in the Elders Council. That's the way I understand it was set.
Well, this is for a village, but you should misunderstand this evening. Those people on the top volunteer for the program, right, that we are going to start here in the village.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't explained that they went to volunteer for Elders Council. So there's a confusion now.
Well, we can raise that Elders Council from the top. So all we need is somebody to contact persons right now, actually. So we can make sure everything is coordinated and printed. That's all I'm asking. If that is misleading the top of there, you can take that off.
There's no confusion. All I'm saying is your ministry.
Thank you.
That's the way we understand it.
Okay. Fine, as long as there's some older people older than 64 in this, that's fine.
Willing to get this thing going. the community-wise, that can get going as far as the outsiders. They know who the old peoples are in Kalina. They can round them all up and have a meeting. Or if they need a teacher, so all Joe has to do is call Clinton or call Norton or Oscar or whoever is the elder in this community. As long as they're with you, and they have these teachers. And I got no problem with that whatsoever. As far as the regional council, the yearly thing is concerned, you know what the criteria is for. You say, all right, we're going to have an elders conference down in Cotsview. They can contact any one of these things. They can go through the criteria for that. Okay, who's 55 years and older in Kibalina? So they can go to those people directly themselves. So you guys want to go down there? Who's available to go down there? You can work through these guys to send them down there. I think it would work a lot better. Obviously, if you guys can just go right to that person and ask them if you'd like to be the person down there. And sometimes, maybe some of the elders didn't always go because they don't understand what's happening down there, what they're called for to go down there. And maybe sometimes they don't even read their invitation when they get down there. I don't know. But it's very important that they should always go to those meetings because it's very beneficial for all of them, for that elder and also for the whole region. That's how this thing come about through those elders and conferences. When they meet, they discussed everything. I mean, they didn't leave anything. They didn't leave anything out. They really talk about many things. They tell many stories about many things. And that's how everybody got pretty concerned about the problems within our area. You know that all these things were falling apart as far as our impact cultures are concerned. Now that we got everything, everybody agreed and their program all set up to go, it kind of looks like that everything's going to fall apart again. It's because we've got no leaders. Okay, I like the leaders that you've already volunteered with. If these guys can run the program as far as the elders are concerned, if you believe me, elders constantly can call them whatever you want there, as long as they can keep this thing going. Make sure that the teachers are knowledgeable of the things that they're teaching at school and also at homes. And also the students that, they can also work with the students that don't have to have a parent that speaks the language. There's no sense in hoping that the student will learn at home when the parent only wants to speak. And you probably know who those parents are. So you can kind of take in those students, say you're going to teach us tomorrow at a certain time or something like that. And you can kind of take those students in too, as your own kids or something for an hour or two. And so you can work these out with these people out there. And I think they can work a lot better than what we would ever ask for. And I think they can learn a lot better.
Yeah, okay. Like, since Lucy recommended Clinton Swan be included in this elders council, what are we going to do?
Yeah,
this is the same subject that Manila wanted, like, that they'd like to have you for this form in elders council here.
Yeah. I have that letter of them, maybe straight in the
yeah. Well, this is good, as long as... You were the chairman, like 55 or up?
No.
54 years and over?
Yeah.
And chairman of the college, Kupawari, Ari Makwari, Inyayo.
Yeah,
Kupawari. Let me go. 54, Mela, chairman of the Buddha. Will you bloom in,
yeah? Yeah, Amiba, Aglangani.
Yeah.
Kapsabrata.
That's
all I'm concerned about. I'd like to see at least somebody over 54 years ago.
You know, maybe 55, 54, you know, 10, but I think you do.
Yeah.
And they were talking about more people in the Elders Conference, and they were talking about more people.
I got
them
with
that
concern.
Some of
the people that were
involved, Anything else? We talked about Francis Maqdood. December, January, Mrs. Kanuk Susu Pate, Katimana.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for